I have a great recommendation for other business owners trying to advertise their business locally. So pay-per-click can quickly bleed you dry and review sites can scam you, but Scout Puppy Local has helped thousands of business owners easily become a trusted local merchant. Scout Puppy builds a one-page website hosted on their platform. The great thing about this is that they write all of the content. They add pictures, video, links to your own website and social media, and they fill it with really strong keywords so you get found. They submit the one-page website to over 200 search engines to help you compete with the big guys. And they'll write an industry-specific blog every 3 months. So basically, you get a one-page customer-acquiring revenue machine. It's pretty awesome. It starts from $89 a month with no contract. So go to scoutpuppy.com and click Add Business in the menu bar to sign up. And in their words, sit back and relax. Or on my advice, go and work on everything else in your business like a real entrepreneur. So it's a logical advertising solution for smart business owners just looking to save time and money.
You can grab 50% off your order now using GrowthMindset50 as your voucher code in the checkout, and do that online at scoutpuppylocal.com.
Hello and welcome. I'm Sam Harris, and it is my true honor and pleasure to host you here on the Growth Mindset podcast. I talk to amazing individuals about how they achieve their dreams and break down the strategies it takes to lead explosive tech businesses to being paid to travel the world. I deep dive into topics such as Bitcoin and fintech, or just how to get stuff done, with the goal of increasing our own collective wisdom and making us all happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that?
Hello to all you growth mindsetters. Keen to learn and explore the world around you and learn a little bit more every day. Today, I'm going to interview myself for you all. So I've already done an episode where I covered some of my favorite moments from the podcast and some of the cool things I've learned from guests, but I haven't done an episode of like the useful things that I learned myself just from the process of doing a podcast for a year. I've actually learned a hell of a lot by doing this and got a lot better at things, and it's actually worthwhile breaking down for people. So I'm going to split this episode into like two halves. The first half is more general things I learned about success and side hustles and how to be good at anything. And then the second half is very specific on podcasts and getting listeners and dealing with your host provider and stuff, and things I just wish I knew when I'd first started podcasting and have been really useful insights for me to improve my podcast. That is only for people that want to start a podcast. In general, I hope that maybe this does inspire you to try doing something like podcasting or dedicate your time to a side hustle and have some fun doing cool side projects. So yeah, let's jump into me interviewing me. Woohoo! What is the most important thing that I learned? Easily the biggest and most important thing that I've learned this year is just to stick at it. So if you want to have a side hustle, have a consistent side hustle and just always do the same thing, and slowly it will grow and become more of a thing, and you'll actually get really good at doing it. You'll be able to start getting more people involved and interested. Whereas if you always jump from side hustle to side hustle, you never really get very far with them. So with the podcasting, after like 3 months of releases, I still hadn't even got like 1,000 downloads on any of my episodes and really didn't get any traction. Like I'd posted a thing on Facebook and no one would look at it. It was sort of kind of slightly awkward and and maybe a bit embarrassing. But just carried on doing it really because I enjoyed the process of releasing podcasts and putting them together and talking to people. Slowly over time, slightly more people started listening, and by the end of the year, you know, I'm getting like 5,000 downloads a week, which is like the top 4% of podcasts. And if I'd given up after 3 or 6 months when it was kind of unpopular, then, you know, it would have just been like a kind of thing that I did once and was perhaps a bit embarrassing and never went anywhere. But no, instead it's something that's kind of working and just took persistence really to keep going. That's great, but it's also really hard. How does one just keep going when things aren't successful or when there's other options coming in that are kind of distracting and sound super cool? I guess podcasting for me was something I chose because I was learning a lot through the process of doing it in terms of becoming a better speaker and talking about my thoughts and becoming a better interviewer and just learning from the people I was interviewing about the problems I was going to be facing. So it was something I could carry on doing whether or not other people were listening. And like the goal is to help lots of people learn how to do the things that I'm trying to learn. But if I can get enough of myself out of doing it anyway by scratching my own itch, it doesn't really matter. Though obviously, I love you all now that you are listening. So yeah, if you can find a side hustle that you can stick at persistently, which you can enjoy doing and get something from, regardless of whether it has success, it will eventually be successful. And if it is something that you're also learning from each time by doing, then amazing, because I get so much better at editing and so much better at interviewing. It's really, really cool. Okay, that sounds great. So being able to interview people and get the most out of a conversation is a skill useful for podcasting or anyone in life. So what have you learned about conducting a good interview? It's very easy to try and talk along with the person that you're interviewing, and you'll have lots of ideas as you're going along about like the next question, and maybe it'll arise a story that you can relate to. And sure, it is really good to have an input on the podcast, give some insights as well as the person you're interviewing, but pretty much the more time that you're quiet and you don't say anything, the better, because there's so much that you don't know and that the person does have to offer that you'll never get to if you're always leading the conversation on to the next step straight away. And so if you can leave like a silence gap sometimes for like 10 seconds and it's like a really long gap, but suddenly you can just unlock some amazing answers from guests by doing that. And sure, maybe you do have to go back through the podcast and edit out awkward silences, and perhaps the first time they say something they don't say it very well and you have to edit quite a lot of conversation out. Sometimes you just have to kind of give like the odd little bit of encouragement of just saying like keep going, or oh, and what did you really think about that? And half of those bits I kind of edit out, and it just sounds like the guest spoke for like 5 minutes in like perfect harmony about really interesting stuff. But actually it was more like 20 minutes where they go in like random directions and I have to kind of steer them back. And eventually I get like the 5 minutes of gold. But it is really interesting just what you learn by repeatedly doing that sort of every week for a year. And then by listening through these conversations yourself and realizing how you can improve the skill. And I could give you unlimited tips on this, but you'll learn so much more by just doing it yourself. And yeah, that's the kind of thing that I think everyone sort of relates to, is that it doesn't really matter how much time you're told stuff, it doesn't make that much difference compared to learning it and doing it yourself, which is part of the stick at it mastery rule of just keep going and you'll become a bit of a beast at doing these things. Okay, that's cool. But is there a specific tip or trick I can use to just make myself listen better during the interviews and to stop myself from interrupting people? One tip on how to be a good interviewer and how to listen better is the assumption that you're kind of probably wrong about things, or you probably don't know that much, and to just assume that you don't really know anything. And so when you are listening to them, really listen rather than think, oh, they're saying something wrong, or oh, I have a counterpoint to this. As in, try and understand everything they're telling you as much as possible, and then offer maybe like inquisitions as to why what you thought could be wrong, and to find out more. And then you get much better answers off people, and you don't have a podcast where you're just sort of back and forth being like, oh, I think this, oh well, I think this, oh well, I think this, and it just is really boring for everyone because it's just two people who aren't listening to each other, and those are the worst kind of podcasts ever and super annoy me. And the other Sam Harris, who's got quite a famous podcast, he does do this sometimes, and I probably have stopped listening to a lot of his podcasts since he started doing that. But sometimes he does have really good ones. But anyway, that's kind of irrelevant. As it's a side hustle project and you don't have a lot of time for it, should you try and outsource some of the work or do it all yourself initially? Another top tip, which I kind of already alluded to, was the fact about doing your own editing. It does take a long time if you do it properly and well, and sometimes it might not sound like I've done a good job, but actually I have, but it was just maybe a really bad podcast in the first place. So my two points about doing your own editing is, one, do it and learn yourself how to interview better and how to get the most out of guests. And two, if it is a podcast that just sort of in your deep inside gut feeling just feels a bit crap, just ditch it. Like, I spent whole weekends trying to like patch together podcasts that just aren't up to like the quality that I want to, and then I've maybe released some of them that I shouldn't have done just because I'd spent so long doing it and was like, maybe it's good. I've interviewed this person now. I can't like awkwardly say, oh, by the way, actually, maybe you were really crap at speaking. And yeah, there's some I have actually unreleased since, and so you'll never know about them. But perhaps there's one that I need to undo. But yeah, I've got a few now that just, I know the guest never quite said any of the things that I was sort of trying to allude to, or they had like an entire transcript written out that they were trying to read off exactly. It just sounds static and like horrible. And it's just like, oh God, you sound really silly. I can't release this. I could waste entire weekends trying to fix it, but it's stupid. So I just have to learn to say no and kind of be a little bit rude to people and be like, well, actually, you can improve things. And half the time people don't care. So one guy was like, oh, I've lost this podcast recording. And he's like, oh, well, no worries. And yeah, people are actually pretty nice and also willing to like learn themselves. So as in on this front, basically just be honest and upfront with the person and tell them why there's a problem. And actually it's a lot better, which yeah, was a hard one to learn myself. And it is definitely kind of the cut your losses 20/80 rule in like the podcasts that sort of take all your time dealing with are probably the ones that aren't even worth dealing with anyway. So whereas I'll interview some people where they just speak gold for like entire hour and I can cut it down to 40 minutes just by sort of being a bit selective, like these are the best bits. I don't have to sort of scour the episode for lots of small nuggets of sentences that sound good and somehow patch an entire story together that the guest never really said. And life is just great and easy. And yeah, maybe I should just focus on those things a bit more. But I guess it hasn't been the end of the world. I mean, I've learned from trying to deal with these things. How do I find interesting guests? So whether you're running a podcast or a blog or anything creating content-wise, or just in any business, if you can always focus on what you can do for the other person first in like any sales rather than what you're getting from it, you're generally doing the right thing. So when it comes to finding podcast guests, a lot of people like to be interviewed and like to have their story told and shared. So it's quite easy to get interesting people to share their story because you're doing something for them. As you do it for more people and you get better at doing it, you then can have a bit of a portfolio that you can show people, and then you start being able to open doors to bigger and more interesting people. And so now that I can say that I'm in the top 4% of podcasts, suddenly I can like reach out to really cool people I've never met and just say, I'm doing this project, like Growth Mindset Podcast. I want to inspire people. You've got a great story. I'd love to tell it. And most of them just say yes. They're like, oh, awesome. Cool. Yeah. So we're going to have some really cool people coming up on the podcast soon. Scientists from CERN, the UK's only demotivational speaker, and some billionaires I can't mention, but it's going to be awesome. And yeah, so the hard thing is definitely not getting guests. It's just making sure you're delivering value. So now onto the second half, more about specific podcasting things. So if you really have no intention of ever starting a podcast and you don't want to know about them, now is a good time to stop listening to the episode and go do something else that makes you happy. But if you're just vaguely interested and you listen to a lot of podcasts and want to know what kind of issues us podcasters deal with, then yeah, cool, listen along. If you want to start your own podcast, then this is definitely a bit of a must listen, because maybe it's a mistake that you perhaps will make or have made and could help you a lot. So firstly, what's a big mistake that I've made with my listeners? I started hosting it on SoundCloud, which is a really cool idea, but it's been a bit difficult for some things. And so I tried switching it to Anchor, which seems like a lovely app and it's really, really good and it's free and I can do lots of new feature things. But then I basically lost all of my listeners. And turns out you shouldn't switch podcast hosts without prior warning to people and better plans in place. So if you do have a podcast that is kind of growing, think exactly what you want out of a new podcast hosting platform and take the plunge and accept that you're probably going to lose some people, and do what you can to push them over beforehand, and don't swap hosts a lot, otherwise you will keep on churning people, and that's no fun when you're trying to grow your listener base. So yeah, top tip, don't change hosts. So if you can decide what exactly you want from your host beforehand, that's probably the best thing ever. And if you learn that you need to change, definitely try out a few of the different hosts before actually switching your podcast onto it to check that it is exactly what you want. So this goes straight into the obvious question of, so what should I look for in a host to ensure that I choose the best one? This is quite a hard question to answer because it depends on your budget up front. So maybe you want to go with like a free host initially just to sort of prove the podcast works. And like I said about sticking at it, it doesn't matter actually that much if I lose most of my listeners right now, because I said like I've learned so much more about making good content and getting a better consistent schedule. So if I lose my listeners now, but I move on to like the best host, if I can carry on for another year, but creating really good podcasts, I'm completely confident that I'll get all my listeners back, plus many more. So it is more the fact that just choosing the host that this helps you to get going up front, and then it doesn't matter too much if you switch. But if you do want to find a good host, I would say definitely check that you have the ability to add tags to the episode, so SEO friendly snippets that people are more likely to search for, because some podcast hosts like Anchor didn't offer this, and so it was just harder to start getting more traction on episodes when I'd interview like a really cool person, or I'd have some really good advice in it that I could tag and people might be searching for, but they would never find it on the new podcasts. So tags is a big thing. And then depending on what else you do, so if you use WordPress, then using one of the plugins that works with WordPress would save you a lot of time, because you'll just be doing your podcast hosting and writing your description all in one place. Whereas on SoundCloud, I do it all once on SoundCloud, then I have to go and do it on my blog separately, and it's a bit of a ball ache. So depending on how much time you've got, and if you want to be having a website and stuff, then something that integrates into that is probably useful. But like up front, I didn't have a website or anything. I just released the episodes on SoundCloud and that was it. And that's all I needed to get going. So that was fine. Then also, if you want to get your podcast listened to on Spotify and other places, just check how easy it is to register and different things. SoundCloud, you have to do it all yourself. I had to apply to iTunes. I had to send it to lots of different apps on the app stores. Whereas a lot of the new hosts these days, like Anchor, I keep on talking about them. Transistor FM is also a really cool one coming up, and they both submit your podcast to all the different podcast feeds, and including Spotify. Oh, I keep on confusing the word Spotify and SoundCloud. But yeah, do think about where you want your podcast to be heard and how easy you want to make your life and how much you want to pay, because basically they all have these different things and decide what level you're at first and go with that. And don't worry too much about swapping earlier on, just don't keep on swapping. Basically, are there any insights that surprised you on how people listen to podcasts and where your listeners come from and which episodes are popular? So I was pretty surprised to end up with about 70% of my audience being American. So God bless America, people. Woo! And I obviously, being English or traveling around Asia the whole time, I never spoke to any Americans or told them to listen. So turns out my promotions didn't really make much difference at all. It was all people just finding it online through apps. America is the biggest audience, and that's probably where your podcast will be coming from. So don't say anti-American things on your podcast, I guess, would be my big insight from that. And just be open to people listening anywhere in the world that you might not be expecting. And it's quite interesting looking at the statistics, because sometimes a random day, like the most podcasts I'll have in any area will be from like a tiny village in Spain or like somewhere in the middle of North Canada, where you're like, what? Why are 100 people listening to me? And other days, yeah, it'll be somewhere much bigger, like Barcelona or San Francisco will be my main areas. And it is quite random, to be fair. I'm not sure I can really explain what's going on there. It's been very fun to observe, and I'll try and do some more data analysis to see what's going on. Another big surprise that I really hadn't prepared for at all, but in hindsight now seems really obvious, but no one had ever told me before I started podcasting, was this. The latest episode you release will be the one that everyone listens to, so you'll get quite a few organic listeners kind of happening to just go onto your podcast all the time. And the most recent episode that you release is the one that they always listen to first, pretty much. So what this means is, if you're going to release like a 4 episodes when you start off or something, have your best episode last, or the one that like explains why people should be listening to you and really delivers the best message, because that one will get an infinite amount more downloads than any other episode, until you have a really, 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 really good episode. And because it's so good, everyone goes and listens to the next episode after it. So when I released my 32nd episode, which is my 1 year of wisdom and had all the best bits from the podcast, the amount of people going and listening back to all my other episodes is like shot up, because of they've heard like bits of really cool episodes that they'd never have gone to listen to normally, and they feel like I've got a bit more map of the rest of the podcast, so suddenly they have got a much bigger incentive to go and listen to everything else. Whereas if you just have like one random interview that people are listening to, they aren't necessarily going to go and listen to the rest of them. So if you can have, if you're planning a break, plan to release an episode that kind of would point people to go and listen to the rest of your podcast, because you'll gain a lot of listeners by doing that. And if you do have an episode that isn't that good, don't release it if you're about to stop doing any more episodes for a while, because basically everyone that happens to scan onto your podcast to try it out during that time will probably listen to it and stop listening thereafter. And yeah, that's just a really silly thing to do. Okay, are there any other useful insights into what makes people download or puts people off downloading things? So sticking to a consistent schedule is one really big one, both for listeners to kind of know how often they should be expecting podcasts and when they should be refreshing things, and also for yourself in terms of the consistency of like sticking at it for a year and getting the most out of it. And it will help you to improve what you're doing and have something that people will want to listen to. So then deciding like how often you want to be doing them is the other one. So perhaps monthly is sort of what I started with, and I got down to like 2 weeks is what I was aiming for, and now I'm doing like weekly ones. And you need to work out what you'll have time to be able to commit to, and then and how many podcasts people would be able to consume of the style of podcast you're making. So if you're doing like a daily show, you don't want to be doing maybe 2 hour long podcast, because no one's going to listen to you for 2 hours a day, and they're going to have to be super selective about what they listen to of your feed. Whereas if it's like a 5 minute news update or like quick insight into something, then perhaps a daily show is a really good thing to be doing. This also goes into the question of how long should my podcast be, and depending on what style of show you're going for, that obviously makes a big difference, like I just already outlined. But even if you do want a longer format one, like I've kind of been aiming towards, you probably don't want to go longer than 40 minutes initially, because of just from all my feedback is lots of people do actually only want to listen to like 20, 30 minute long podcasts. Even if they're super interesting, they probably wouldn't bother if it was like a 40 minute plus one. That's a hard one for me to really take on, because I listen to podcasts that are 2-3 hours long. If it's someone interesting, I don't really care. And it's really hard if I'm talking to a guest who talks great for 2 hours long to then cut that back to be just like a 30-40 minute episode. But whenever I do keep them below 40 minutes, it is just a lot easier and more accessible for people to start listening. And when you are starting up and people don't know you, you're much less likely to get hardcore listeners that will bother to listen for that long. So sure, Joe Rogan can talk for 2 hours to someone, but if you're a nobody, you probably can't talk to someone for 2 hours and expect that anyone will download that episode. Okay, cool. So are there any final tips that people should be aware of? Yes, there are a few final things. Have a good microphone, and if you're doing interviews with people, have a good microphone that you can take with you that doesn't take up a lot of space, but you can definitely interview two people on. So I use like some lavalier mics, which are like the little ones that you kind of hook onto your lapel that just help isolate sound when I'm in a potentially noisy environment. And then that goes to the other important thing, is just always try and book a room or explain to the guest how important it is to be in a quiet place, because what our normal concept of quiet is not the same as the podcast concept of quiet. So sure, maybe you can Skype from an office where there's like the odd person in the background, but doing a podcast where there's the odd people in the background is super annoying. So yeah, quietness and good microphones is important. And then I guess maybe the final thing is just preparing your guests. So I actually written up like a 5-page PDF of what I send to the guests of just like common FAQs that people have and mistakes that they make and just the kind of questions that they should expect and prepare for. It just helps the interview run a lot more smoothly. And you'll get feedback over time of what's useful for people. And so, but preparing something like that can just make it a lot easier and save you a bit of faff with your podcast. That's really about it. And I guess I could have done a much, much longer podcast to have covered everything. And I perhaps only mentioned 20% of things, but it's really covered 80% of what you need to know. So if there is other stuff you want to know specifically, like what host provider I'm currently using and how to really choose the best host for you, or how to host a website, what blogs to do, and which microphone exactly to use for what environments and all these different things, then you can just send me a message because I'm pretty nice. I'll answer. So I've got a Twitter, @SamHarrisTweets, or I do have a website, growthmindsetpodcast.com. You can just fill in the contact form and that does go straight into my inbox. And so you will get an answer from me. If you do want any further advice on podcasting, just reach out. I'm happy to help. Don't worry about that. And I don't want to fill this podcast with like endless little nitty bits about things that aren't so important. So yeah, that's it. So the biggest thing is just go and do it. Try it. Whether it's podcasting or a side hustle, and find something that you enjoy and keep doing it. And maybe you make mistakes. Oh, I say maybe. Definitely you make lots of mistakes. Just be mindful of them, learn and get better. And by sticking at it over time, you'll become a bit of a beast and things will eventually kick off. And have the faith. So on that note, I really hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and the last year of podcasting. If you haven't listened to much before, then do go and listen to episode 32 with the 1 year of wisdom from all the best bits from different people across the podcast, like billionaires to hitman. It's a really, really interesting episode and will give you a good idea of everything you can expect from listening to my podcast, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. And thanks a lot.
You've listened to an episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your preferred app and give me a good rating. If you are unable to give good feedback right now, try sharing the show with a friend who will, or just wait for the show to improve. If you have any ideas for the show or you just want to reach out, I'd love to talk to you. On Twitter, I am @SamHarrisTweets, or Instagram, SamJamSnaps.
Show notes, along with links to everything that we discuss, are available at growthmindsetpodcast.com, along with information on how to get involved and blog posts on cool things that you should be aware of.
Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy your next podcast.